Hello and welcome. This file is called The Maid's Desire, and it will simply increase your desire to be a maid. To be a maid for someone, to dress in a cute maid's uniform and serve someone as perfectly as you can. Because serving someone perfectly and willingly is the deepest sign of devotion you can give to them. Now, if this is something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and completely relax. Lay back, close your eyes, make yourself really comfortable. Take a deep breath in, let it out. Focus on my voice, getting ready to go into a deep trance. And let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning. And already, you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you're breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in. Relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes. Your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed. As anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body. Melting every bit of tension inside of your body. Relaxing you. The sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm. As you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. Slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more. Paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving into the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0. And by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body, melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything. Letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe. Safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that. And you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget. As this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words, your mind and your will is completely open. Open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance and focused only on my voice, now it's time time to give you the mate's desire. That's right. After listening to this file, your desire to be a mate will grow. It will grow stronger and stronger inside of you until sooner or later you will do it and you will experience it. The desire just growing and growing. And if you're listening to this file right now, you probably already have a desire to be a mate. And we are just amplifying your own desire, making it so strong that sooner or later you will give in. You will be a mate. You will serve someone as a mate. You will make the experience of being a mate, and you will experience how wonderful it will be to be someone's mate. That's right. Now let's begin to give you the mate's desire. Let's talk about the idea of being a mate first. The idea of dressing in a cute little mate uniform. The idea of serving someone's most basic need, cooking for them, cleaning for them, washing for them, literally serving them. That's right, being a mate means that you really and totally devote yourself to someone's comfort and happiness, to help them to fulfill their basic desires, to do anything you can do to make their life a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more luxurious. And of course, maybe you also want to wear a cute mate's uniform and thereby making their life a little bit more beautiful, being an eye candy too, because you know how wonderful and cute a mate's uniform looks like. That's right, just think about it and feel what it does to you, what imagining yourself in a mate's uniform does to you. Can you feel it? Can you feel the desire growing inside of you? The desire to dress in a mate's uniform and to be a good and submissive mate, to completely devote yourself to someone else, to clean for them so they don't have to clean. That's right, you are making their life a little bit better, a little bit more luxurious. You are doing these menial tasks for them, cleaning for them, washing for them, ironing for them, so they don't have to do it, so their life is a little bit better, is a little bit more luxurious, a little bit more wonderful. What you're really doing is that you are devoting yourself to their happiness, to their comfort, to their joy, and maybe you even imagine yourself cooking for them, serving them their food, even helping them with these basic necessities of human life. Even there, you take work off their hands and you do the work. You cook for them, you serve them their dinner, so all they have to do is sit down and enjoy their meal. And you do all the work for them, just demonstrating how devoted you are to them. That's right. And of course, you cook as good as you possibly can, so even eating becomes a joyful experience for them. Starting with the cooking the best you can, setting the table as beautiful as you can. Then they eat, and you clean up, and for them, it's a perfect experience. You bring joy in their life. That's right. You are the mate who makes their life more beautiful, more enjoyable, more luxurious, more wonderful, because you devote yourself to them. You work for them, make their lives better, more enjoyable, so you can say that being a mate is the ultimate form of devotion. That's right. And the same is true when you clean for them, because you want to clean for them as perfect as possible. You want everything to be spotless, to be perfectly clean. You want them to have the wonderful experience of perfection, because you know there's nothing better than perfection in anything you do. Perfection in and of itself is the greatest joy that you can give them. And perfection means a lot of hard work. And that's why enjoying perfection is so wonderful for them. And every time you do anything for them, you strive for perfection and you work hard for them. And so being a mate is being the ultimate symbol of total devotion to them, the highest form of devotion you can give to them. And even your appearance represents it, wearing the perfect mate uniform just for them, just so they can enjoy looking at you, looking at how good you look, how perfect your uniform is, how perfect you look. That's right. You want to be their mate. You want to surrender to them that deeply. And now that we talked about what being a mate means, now let's give you the desire, because I know that all of my words already resonated in you, that those words already increased your desire to be a mate, and this desire to be a mate will just grow inside of you. I know that you want to make this experience, that you want to serve someone like a good mate, that you want to devote yourself to someone like a good mate. You want to make the experience of being a mate, and this desire will grow inside of you, will grow stronger and stronger each and every day, a deep desire growing within you, growing stronger with every minute, every hour, every day that passes. And maybe you will also find that you start daydreaming about this desire, the desire to experience being a mate for someone, devoting yourself completely to someone, not just simply serving them, but really devoting yourself to them and serving them the best you can, doing a perfect job in everything you do, and letting your perfection be a symbol of your submission, a symbol of your devotion, a symbol they will understand, they will value, because their life will become more beautiful, more wonderful, more luxurious, more enjoyable because of your work. So you will daydream about it, you will fantasize about it. Those fantasies will come back to you over and over again, becoming ever more elaborate over time as you refine those fantasies. Those fantasies that sooner or later will bring you to the point where you just have to try it, where you just have to be a mate. And maybe you will even find that you dream about it, dream about being a mate, being the perfect mate, and serving someone. That's right, the desire inside of you will just grow and grow and grow with every day that passes. You will want to be a mate more and more. You want to be a good mate. You want to be the perfect mate, sowing your devotion through your perfection. That's right. These desires will just grow inside of you. And every time you think of it, it will feel so amazing. It will give you so much pleasure. It will help you to experience a nice state of subspace. Just the thought of devoting yourself like this, being such a good little mate, of serving someone as a mate, of being a made feels so amazing, so wonderful, and so perfect. And each and every day, your desire will grow stronger and stronger, will haunt you, will follow you, will never go away. Your desire to be a mate will only grow stronger and stronger every time you think about it, and you will think about it every day. Your fantasies will be filled by the desire to be a mate. Your dreams will be filled with the desire to be a mate. Even your daydreaming. You want to experience being a mate. You want to put on a cute little mate uniform. And you want to serve someone through your perfect work. And the fantasy of being a mate will become stronger and stronger in your mind with every day that passes, until sooner or later you will want to experience it. You have to experience it, and then you will experience it. You will find someone you can serve as a mate. That's right. And now, little mate, now it's time to wake you back up again. I will count you up from 1 to 10. And with each and every number, your desire to be a mate will just grow stronger and stronger. And once you're out, you will feel it even stronger than before inside of your mind. And you can enjoy it. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, feeling refreshed and wonderful. 4, as you drift back up to the surface of your awareness again. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, as you completely wake up, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are completely normalizing. Waking up completely, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful, full of energy. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little hypnosis. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.